弟兄姐妹，大家好。
Dear sisters and brothers, how are you doing?
祝大家圣诞节快乐。
Merry Christmas.
我们很高兴从呈现昨天赶在这里，和大家可以一起庆祝圣诞节。
We're very happy we arrived here yesterday, and then we can celebrate the Christmas with you.
我们也感谢主，教会乐意接纳我们成为这个家庭的成员。
We want to thank you, the Lord, that has accepted the church, has accepted us to become a member of the family.
我们也期望在将来的一段时间内，我们可以一起的来敬拜神，一起的来服侍他。
So hopefully we can get together to praise the Lord, to worship the Lord together in the nearly future.
也今天早上我们看到这么好的音乐剧。
And this morning we have really enjoyed this wonderful mini musical.
也弟兄姐妹他们花了很多时间来预备，为的是让我们在一起今天的敬拜。有一个美好的时间。
And they have spent a lot of time to prepare this so that we can have a better worship together.
今天我们来看这段的经文是《路加福音》的第二章第一节到第七节。
So we're going to look at our verses is in Luke chapter 2, 1 to 7.
是在庆祝耶稣基督降生的日子。
And it's to celebrate Jesus' birth.
我们再来看当初路加医生所记载的耶稣降生的时候所发生的情况。
And it was recorded in the Bible by Luke what happened during that time.
也让我们来一起思想。
And let's really think about this.
我们怎么样今天来更好的一起预备我们的心来庆祝圣诞节。
How can we further prepare our heart to celebrate the Christmas?
路加福音第二章第一节到第七节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 7.
我先来读中文，然后比安卡来读英文。
And he will read the Chinese, I will read English.
Yeah. 路加福音第二章第一节，当那些日子，该撒亚古士都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城，报名上册。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹大去，到了大卫城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
And it came to pass in those days that the decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census took place where Cornelius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem.Because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the day was completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in a swaddling cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
上帝的儿子耶稣基督降生的时候
Son of God when he was born
就是这样一个谦卑的开始。
He started such a humble beginning.
圣经告诉我们当那些日子就是耶稣基督即将降临的日子。
And we talk about when he came to pass those days, talk about the day that he was going to be born.
所谓该撒就是罗马皇帝的名号。
And there's a Caesar that was the emperor's name.
他要他在整个罗马帝国之内让人民都来报名上册。
He wants the entire nation to be registered.
因为这是因为要报税的目的。
And this is for tax purpose.
那么数点人数，这也是他值得骄傲的时候。
And he was very proud to count the census.
他的国度横跨欧洲、亚洲跟非洲。
And his nation crossed the Asia and Europe.
他的帝国非常的强大。
And his nation was very strong.
他有很多值得骄傲的。
He was so many things to be proud of.
但是，当神的国度的王 耶稣基督降临的时候
However, when God's, the king was ready to be born,
却完全和世界上的王是不一样的
And it's totally different than the king on earth.
这里特别又讲到了第二节讲到居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候
And he also talked about the Cornelius was governing Syria.
所以路加在记载这个事件的时候非常的详细
And so this was very detailed recorded in Luke.
因为这是个历史的事件
Because it was a historical event.
所以他特别强调这是头一次的报名上册
And so talk about this is the first time that comes the census
所以很显然他的时间是非常的确定的
So there was very absolutely the timing was very accurate
所有的人要他从居住的地方要回到他的家乡去
Everyone from where you live you need to go back to your home
所以不是在他本地就可以注册的
So you just cannot register in where you live
所以在这样的情况下所以约瑟和他的所聘之妻玛利亚要回到他的家乡去。
So Joseph and his wife need to go back to his hometown.
因为他们是大卫后裔的人。
Because they were the inherit of David.
这正应用了上经所对弥赛亚所来的应许。
And so this was promise of our Isaiah.
所以弥赛亚降临的时候，圣经早说他必将继承大卫的王位。
And so when we talk about then when Jesus was born, he's going to inherit the king of David.
说他是大卫的后裔。
He was coming from David.
所以他必要回到大卫的家乡伯利恒去。
He need to go back to where the David was.
所以他和他所聘之妻，他们当时并没有完婚，但是他已经订婚。
And so they were engaged, but they have not married yet.
但是这个时候。在按照以色列人的习俗，但他已经是属于约瑟一家当中的人了。
And so even though she was not married to him yet, but she already belonged to his family.
所以在这个特定的历史环境之下
So under that circumstance of the history,
他们要赶到伯利恒去。
So they need to go back to Bethlehem.
路途遥远。
And it was very, this is long distance.
难免有很多的颠簸。
And there was a lot of issues, problem.
但是他们不得不要这样做。
But they had to do it.
我们看到整个事件的发生
We look at the whole event happening
是上帝掌握了主耶稣降临的时间
Because God has the control, has total control the time of Jesus born
因为在旧约弥迦书第五章第二节曾经预言过
And so in Micah has recorded this
将来的弥赛亚必将会在伯利恒出生。
And the one who's going to rule over Israel is going to be coming from Bethlehem.
所以虽然他们住在拿撒勒
Even though they live in the Nazareth.
但是最终这个孩子是在伯利恒出生的。
But this child was going to be born in Bethlehem.
因为这应许了神所给以色列人的启示。
So they fulfill the promise that God has given to Israel.
耶稣出生在伯利恒
So Jesus was born in Bethlehem
弥赛亚降临在伯利恒
Messiah was born in Bethlehem
在这个特定的时候
In that special time
一个全国上下都要报名上册的时候
So everyone has to register
没有地方居住
But there's no room for
相信很多的人要返回伯利恒去报名上册
There are so many people need to go back to Bethlehem to register
所以在这一段经文的最后一句
So in the last verse
路加记载了一个引人注意的这样一个结局
So the Luke records this as the ending here
神的儿子出生的时候是放在马槽里面
So the Son of God was born in a manger
因为客店里没有地方
Because there are no room for them in the inn.
客店里没有地方因为当时的人并不知道有这样一个重要的人物降临在人世
Because nobody really knew this is such important events was going to happen.
客店里没有地方
There are no room in the inn.
因为当时的人都在忙碌他们要忙碌的事情
Everybody was so busy what they need to do.
客店里没有地方
No room in the inn.
因为当时降临的这个马槽里的婴孩
So the little child was born in the manger
他们不知道他将改变这个世界的一切
No one knows that he's going to change the whole world
所以这是当时的情况
And this is what happened that time
有显赫一时的皇帝
And there's this one the very famous king, emperor
这里面又有掌管一方的地方的官员
And there's a governor of Syria
没有人注意到 一个婴孩居然诞生在马槽里。
No one paid attention. This little child, a little baby was born in the manger.
这是当时的情况。
And this is what happened.
然而，两千年来，我们每年都有在庆祝圣诞节。
But for after 2,000 years, we've been celebrating Christmas.
我们今天是不是有注意到耶稣的存在？
But do we really pay attention to Jesus' existence?
我们是不是为耶稣有预备地方呢？
Do we prepare a place for him?
每年的圣诞节也是我们人生中最忙碌的时候。
Every Christmas is the busiest time of our life.
一旦进入了十二月份，我们看到各个商场各种促销的活动。
Once it reaches December, that we just see there's a lot of sales and sales.
甚至在这个感恩节的之后，马上就开始了。
After Black Friday, they just already start the Christmas shopping.
我们要预备很多的礼物。
We have to prepare a lot of presents.
我们要预备旅行，去和我们的亲人朋友相聚。
So we like to get together with our family and friends.
我们要预备怎么样去问候我们所熟识的人。
And we want to say hi to the people we are we know.
甚至在教会当中，我们也会非常的忙碌。
And in the churches are very busy.
我们要预备这样的节目。
And we have to prepare maybe a musical.
我们要预备今天的崇拜。
And we have to prepare the worship.
我们在一切的忙碌之中。
We're in doing this in the midst of the business.
但有没有知道圣诞节是关于耶稣的故事？
But do we really pay attention? Christmas is about story of Jesus.
圣诞节是因为上帝送给我们的礼物。
Because Christmas is God's gift to us.
圣诞节是因为耶稣的到来使我们重新与神和好。
Because his birth, that's so we can reconcile with God.
耶稣不是一个寻常的人物。
He was an unusual man.
他今天已经是在这个世界上非常著名的。
He's very so famous in the world.
那么福音已经传遍了各个地方。
And gospel has spread everywhere.
那么耶稣的故事到处的被宣讲。
And we spread God's, Jesus' story to everywhere.
但是今天当我们庆祝圣诞节的时候。
But however, when we celebrate Christmas.
我想再问我们当中的每一个人。
I'm going to ask everyone here.
我们的心里面有没有为耶稣预备地方？
Do we have a room for Jesus in our heart?
最近听到一个消息。
Lately I heard the news.
因为美国现在很多的这个网络上的这社交平台的流行。
And there's a lot of popular website on the internet.
于是有一些人呢开始推行说怎么样 take a break, 哈。
And so there's something is promote how to take a break.
怎么样在这个因为脸书啊推特啊这些东西发现哇你到了上面之后很多人的消息你都会知道。
And so through Facebook and Twitter, and you can find out a lot of people's information.
有些人会来跟踪你的消息。
And some people will follow you.
然后我们每个人都希望跟踪我们的人越多越好。
So we like to have the more followers, the better.
你想你把你的信息放在那如果没有人看你不是很悲惨吗
?So isn't that sad if you put on the Facebook or Twitter and nobody watching will follow you?
所以为了便于礼貌你也要回人家的人要回你的对不对
?So very often you just be, you need to be polite and then you try to respond accordingly.
有些人有几十个人在跟踪你。
And maybe there's tens or hundreds people follow you.
那么有些人可能有几百个在跟踪你。
Maybe a few have hundreds of people follow you.
哇、wow, 有些有名的人他有成千上万的人在跟踪他。
And the famous people maybe have thousands and ten thousands of people follow them.
所以我们就感觉很好。
So we have a very
有很多的人去来跟踪我们。
Because there are so many people follow us.
但是随着这个事情发生我们有些人就开始注意到说你不可能跟这么多人同时保持非常密切的联系的。
Then we finally discovered there's no way we can have keep the contact with everyone.
所以即使我们现在有这样的高科技的技术我们可以用社交网站跟很多人联系。
And so even through this high tech that we can contact people through the social media.
所以我们每个人的能量每个人的能力都是有限的。
And our strength and the energy are very, very limited.
所以有些研究的专家曾经说过哈。
Some people make the study.
所以一个人呢你想同时 跟其他人保持一个非常密切的关系。
If you want to keep very intimate contact or relationship with other people.
所以在一个时间之内你大概呢可以保持密切联系的这样的人物呢不会超过一打就是12个人的。
It's not going to exceed more than one dozen of people try to keep the contact with them.
所以即使随着这些网络的发展
Even so, through the development of the high tech
社交网站的普及
and social media popularity,
我们可以和几十个人、几百个人在保持着联系
Even we have a contact for a few hundreds.
但是我们如果想我们和他们的关系非常密切的话
But if we want to have a very close relationship with them,
我们大概只有十几个人可以做
And maybe a little bit more than 10 that we can have that good relationship.
弟兄姐妹，在我们庆祝这个圣诞节的时候
Sister and brother, when we celebrate Christmas,
我们知道在我们的人生当中
In our life,
我们和耶稣基督的关系是最重要的。
So the most important thing is our relationship with Jesus Christ.
这个是庆祝耶稣基督降生的日子。
And this is the day that we celebrate his birth.
也提醒我们
It reminds us.
我们的心里面要为耶稣基督预备地方。
So we need to have a room for Jesus Christ in our heart.
在这些忙乱和热闹之中
In the midst of the business
我也希望说我们在庆祝圣诞节的时候我们可以安静我们的心
And even when we're celebrating Christmas we need to calm our heart
我们可以跟耶稣基督来有一个非常密切的时刻
And we can have a very close intimate time with him
只有我们跟他花时间在一起
If you're willing to spend time with him
那么我们才可以更多的去了解他
So we get a chance to know him better
能够更知道他的心意
And we know his heart
也能更确清楚知道说他在我们生命中所扮演的角色
So we know the how important that he play a role in our life
有一个女孩
There's a girl
她因为很小的时候因为疾病突然间去世
And she passed away when she was little from illness
去世的时候他因为比较来的突然所以他就对他的家还是非常的眷恋
And so because it was unexpected so she feels there's a lot of things that she missed on earth
所以他到了天上见到天使的时候
So when she went to heaven when she saw angel
他就提出一个愿望
And she asked for a wish
他说可以不可以让我回去再有一天的时间
Can I spend one more day on earth
跟我的家人在一起
I can spend one day with my family
所以那个天使就答应了他的请求
And so the angel actually fulfilled her promise
所以就给他说你可以回去哈，有一天的时间是和你的家人在一起
You can go back spend one day with your family
当然他可以看到他的家人
So she can see her family
但是他的家人 不一定知道啊，可以看见他
So she can see her family but her family cannot see her
于是呢这选的这一天呢那一天就是他的生日
And so they chose the day that was her birthday
所以非常开心因为是他的生日
Because it was her birthday she was very excited
他应该是全家人所有的中心
Because she should be the center of attention of the family
结果他就到了家里面之后
She went home
他非常开心看到熟悉的环境
And so she was very happy to see familiar environment
所有他认识的人
All those people that she knew
然而在那一天
But in that day,
他发现那一天是他妈妈最忙碌的时候。
But that day, her mom was so busy.
因为这么多的客人，他需要照顾。
And there were so many guests that her mom needed to take care of.
这么多的朋友，他需要去去招待。
And there were so many friends that she needed to be a host and to take care of them.
那一天，他妈妈几乎没有时间跟他讲一句话。
Her mom did not spend any time to talk to her.
这个小女孩非常享受。她回到家里这一天
And this little girl was really enjoyed that she can spend that one day at home
但是她是多么盼望
But she was hoping
她是多么盼望这一天她可以跟她妈妈在一起
She was really hoping to spend that day with her mom
但是偏偏是那一天她却没有她妈妈的注意力
But then she was not getting any attention from her mom
弟兄姐妹当我们庆祝耶稣基督降生的日子
When we celebrate Jesus' birth
什么是给耶稣基督最好的礼物
What is the best gift for Jesus?
神已经把他最好的礼物给了我们
The God already gave the best gift to us
我们拿什么东西去 给主耶稣做他的生日礼物。
What do we have in return to give back to him?
就是安静我们的心。
And the most important is to calm our heart.
和我们的主在一起。
And spend time with Jesus.
让我主耶稣在我们的心里面有一席之地。
And let him in our heart. There's a room for him.
我想，这个是对我们在座的每一个人的提醒。
And this is a reminder of everyone.
也不单单是在圣诞节的时间。
It's not only during the Christmas.
是我们整个的基督徒的人生。
And this should be all the life of all the Christians.
如果我们世界上有十个人是我们最重要的人。
And if there is a 10 most important people in our life.
耶稣基督应当当是其中的一个。
And Jesus should be at least one of them.
不但是在圣诞节的期间
Not only during the Christmas time,
而是在我们每天的生活当中
And it's also in our daily life,
让耶稣基督占据我们的心
Let Jesus Christ occupy our heart.
在我们在考虑搬到 SLO 这个地方的时候
And when we were considering coming moving to SLO,
我也去网站去寻找一下关于这个地方的信息
So I've been looking for some of the information about SLO.
所以在一个 SLO 的网站里面我就看到说他在这个鼓励人来这个地方旅游。
So I saw the website and talk about encourage people come to the tourism, come to SLO, to spend time here.
那么这一段话我觉得对我来说非常的有意思。
And when I read it, I thought it was very interesting.
我希望这个是真实的描写。
I hope this is a very accurate description.
不但是对我们所居住的城市
Not only for the city that we live in
也是对我们的教会
And also to our church
我们基督徒的人生
And to the life of Christians
当很多的事情发生在我们周围的时候
And there are so many things that have been happening in our life
当这个世界已经忘记主耶稣的时候
When this world is already forget about Jesus Christ
虽然他是这样的出名
And even although he's so famous
他已经不像他出生的当初那样的默默无闻
He's not like a nobody
但是这个世界却依然忽视他
But this world still ignore him
所以当我打开网站的时候新闻里面每天都在讲 Trump
And so when you read about news every single day you hear about Trump
我那个 CNN 我就说你们既然不喜欢他为什么还天天在谈他呢
So talk about CNN even you so dislike Trump why you talk about him
甚至在圣诞节的时间我也看不到他们在谈耶稣
And they never see CNN talk about Jesus.
世界在漠视耶稣。
And so this whole world are ignoring Jesus.
作为我们基督徒。
And as a Christians.
我们不应当如此。
We should never do that.
让我来读一段这个网站上介绍我们居住的城市这个情况。
So I'm going to read a passage from talk about the slow tourism.
我将读英文。
And he's going to read in Chinese. I mean English.
Bianca will translate to Chinese.
I will try to translate in Chinese.
No offense to fast.
我们不是要对快速而冒犯。
But slow is good for the soul.
但慢呢会对你的灵魂有益。
Slow will set you free.
慢会让你带来自由。
While the rest of the world is busy racing to the end.
这个世界非常忙碌的赛跑一直到最后。
Slow gives you life.
但是慢给你的生活。
The tension. Slow gives your life the tension it deserves.
一个慢会给你生命带来应有的关注。
Away from the noise and the chaos of the crowded streets.
远离非常拥挤的街道的喧嚣和混乱。
Slow shines a golden light on the world.
慢呢却闪耀着世界的金色光芒。
In this place.
在这个地方
Slow is not falling behind
这个慢呢却并不落后
It is a freedom
是一个自由的
To catch up
去赶上
With the things that matter most to you
赶上你最重要的事情
Welcome to California less traveled
欢迎来到加州的一个旅业
Let us show you the world you have been too busy to see
让我们来向你展示你一直无法看到的世界
And soon enough
很快的
You will discover that a slow car is just your speed.
你就会发现这个 St. Louis Bispo 在加州只是你的一个速度的问题。
我想这个不但是对所有愿意来这个地方旅行的人。
And so not only for the people who wanted to come to visit in this area.
也更是对我们居住在这里的人。
And also to the people who live here.
我们来享受神赐给我们这个宝贵的礼物。
And so we should really truly enjoy the wonderful gift that God has given to us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Father, we would just want to thank you for your grace.
为这个教会。
For this church.
为我们当中的每一位。
For everyone.
主，你的恩典赐给我们丰富。
So what you have given to us is so abundantly blessed.
赐给我们一个美好的地方，可以安居乐业。
So give us a wonderful place that we can live.
赐给我们每天的饮食。
And give the daily food and bread.
健康。
And health.
我们也恳求主，你赐给我们属灵的粮食
，and continue to give us our spiritual food，
赐给我们属灵的能力
，and spiritual strength，
让我们每天在世界上繁忙的时候
，during the midst of a business，
我们没有忘记主耶稣的恩典
，we will never forget that your grace，
没有忘记神你在我们生命中的旨意
，and we never forget that your will in our life，
愿我们常常亲近你
，so we will continue to be close to you。
我们的注意力在主耶稣基督的身上
，so our attention is focused on you。
虽然世界的注意力在其他的方面
，even though this world is focused on other things，
几乎占据了世界上所有的一切的声音
，and so it's occupied all the noise in the world。
但是主，当我们庆祝圣诞节的时候
，but however when we celebrate Christmas，
愿我们安静我们的心
，and let's calm our hearts。
我们只愿意听你的声音
，we will only want to listen to your voice。
愿主你亲自与我们同在
，please be with us。
愿主你赐给我们平安
Give us peace
你借着你的儿子耶稣基督所赐的
So Jesus Christ, your Son of God
是这个世界所没有的
This is something this world does not have
是没有人可以夺去的
And there's nothing that can take it away
为此我们感谢你
So therefore we thank you
也愿意我们学习怎么样去珍惜
And so let's also really learn how to treasure your love
愿主你赐福教会
And bless this church
愿主你保守我们在座的每一个家庭
and, protect all the families
我们这样祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
We pray in Jesus' name